So we'll open the select board meeting of the virtual meeting of February 9th, 2021. The first order of business is to identify the callers. Brian DeVries. Robin is not here. 337-6626.
That's me, Brian. Gloria.
I see Pam is here, 5525.
Yep.
5346.
That's Betsy. I'm here.
662. Oh, no, that's you. Ann Emmett is here.
I'm here.
Ned Wolf.
Yes, I'm here.
Paul McGann.
Here and recording.
Barbara Road.
Here and now recording.
Twister Root.
Oh, Henry Josephson. I don't know how to record, so.
Okay. You don't need to. Jesse Wagon. We. Jesse. Yeah. Did I get everybody?
Too lively.
Too lively.
And myself.
And Hilma.
Yeah, Hilma's Hilma. Here. Robin is not here.
Gloria's here. Right?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so the next order of business is to review the agenda. Gloria, do you have anything to add to
it? I would like to add to the agenda a request from the planning board, okay, which can go under other business. And that's it.
Okay. So the next order of business is the public comment.
Brian,
Brian, yes?
Excuse me. There's a couple other things that Robin would like.
All right.
A vote to accept the small bridge grant. And she would also like the response to the Board of Health email tabled, because she would like more time to think about it and go over it.
So we'll go into public comment right now. I think Bob Gruen was the only one I knew had requested. Is there anyone else? Bob wasn't sure he could get on from Boston. Anyone else have a comment they want to make? All right. So then we'll review the minutes of February 2nd. Somebody saying something?
I think Jesse has his hand up. It's too lively speaking.
Oh, just.
No, I did not.
No.
I mean.
Okay.
No,
Gloria,
I think we're okay.
Yeah. Gloria, do you have anything to say about the February 2nd minutes?
I do. Under budget planning discussion, the second to the last sentence starts off with educational. I'd like to just change it to education. next paragraph is just a typo. Capital with an A under on the second sentence at the very end. Capital request.
Okay.
The second page, the first paragraph, it was asked. Capital again. And then this was a little unclear to me, so I tried to change it a little bit. A plan developed for vehicle replacement and whether it is kept current. Adding the and taking out the which is unknown as to. So it reads developed for vehicle replacement and whether it is kept current.
Okay.
The FERCOG quarterly meeting. It says some time was spent discussing whether to hire a public relations person. I just wanted to add some time was spent at that meeting, so no one thinks that the select board was discussing this.
A considerable amount of time, I would say.
Under broadband borrowing. The motion, I just didn't want anyone to think we were just going to go out and borrow money. So I wanted to change the can I change the motion? I just wanted to say to borrow the remaining $450,000 authorized for the purpose of continuing broadband construction, which is what was meant, not necessarily maybe said. Yeah.
The remaining $450.
Authorized. Just so people know we're not just like borrowing money left and right. Which we kind of are, but it was authorized. And that's it.
I don't have anything other than those changes either. So a motion
okay,
to
approve. I move that we accept the minutes of February 2nd as amended.
Second, Brian. All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Aye. Okay, the next item is building maintenance, the salt shed repair. I spoke with the lawyer. I spoke with the engineer today. And he is—he gave a couple options for approaching the repair of the truss, and one of them was the carpenter's remedy, which I preferred and asked him to pursue that one versus trying to rebuild it with nail plates. So he's going to look into that. It's a mess. I mean, that it was a difficult repair to figure out because it's broken through the joints of the truss.
Mm.
Community Hall and Sawyer Hall doors. We put Sawyer Hall doors on hold until we get the quote for the truss repair. And Community Hall hardware was going to be checked out by a locksmith that Robin had suggested. But as far as I know, that person hasn't come unless Hilma knows something that I don't.
I don't believe he has.
Okay.
I think if he had come, Tim would have let me know. And I haven't heard anything.
Okay. The next item is the community hall insulation bids, which we need to vote to accept. That I think is in our mail.
Do we need to discuss it, or should we just vote?
We'll make the motion to accept the bid from Energia for $13,900,
So moved.
And second, now discussion.
Second.
Did you have something you wanted to say, Gloria, about it?
No, because we sort of discussed it last week. We were just waiting for the notes and the reference checks. I like the idea that Energy has worked on a lot of green communities projects.
Yeah, they seem to be the most knowledgeable of the people that visited. I was pleased that they were the low bidders. The Shield Insulation Company did not visit the site. And those were the only two bids that we got. So I would move that we vote or that we approve.
This time, right?
All in favor. I'll say that I did look at everything. She checked out the references, checked out, gave the list of projects that they had worked on, which were similar. And they look like a well-qualified contractor. So so I'm looking for an approval on that.
Gloria, aye.
All right. You were voting for Robin, too, I guess. Okay, the next item is COVID-19 municipal protocols, concerns, and updates. Last week we talked, I don't know if we have anything to add, Sawyer Hall concerns. So the letter that from the Board of Health is being addressed or has been addressed, and we'll discuss that at another meeting when Robin has a chance to weigh in. The indoor hotspot, I said that I would work on the policy, which I did with the help of Pam, who has a lot of policy information that's been used for the learning hub at 18 Jacobs Road. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that, Gloria.
I have, actually. I have a couple comments.
Okay.
Or questions, actually.
What's in the package, there's the first page is internet use guidelines, and these were we developed last year before the COVID crisis for the internet hours that were held at 18 Jacobs Road. And it has a waiver in there that needs to be signed for anyone who would be using the internet at 18 Jacobs Road. The indoor, I should say.
So I have a question on this page.
Certainly.
Is it time to ask questions?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. The beginning, well, under unacceptable use, it says using the provided desktops, but are we providing any desktops? Isn't just people bringing their laptops?
Yes, they assumed that people would be bringing their own equipment. We do have a couple of computers that we didn't allow people to use, but those, since I would say no, we're not going to use them during COVID.
Then I'm thinking we could just take that out because it all only applies to the provided desktops, or maybe some of it, not all of it. I guess we need to keep parts of it in.
I think I would leave it in because this is a policy that we adopted, and nobody will be using them because they'll not be available. But in the event that someone did use them at another time after the COVID emergency, I think this would still need to stay in place. And this is the internet use guidelines that we've had, you know, that we have been using, or the town has been using.
Yeah, so, I was just concerned that we were telling people you can't do this only if you're using the desktop. Like, we don't want anyone to gain unauthorized entry from their laptop or their desktop. That was just my main concern.
Yeah.
So maybe we just add the words. I don't know.
What do you want to add?
Using your provided computer or the desktops, or using your own. You can't do this stuff. Just something about this is not allowed no matter which computer you're using.
I don't know if we can regulate what somebody does on their own computer. So I wouldn't put that in until we check that out. But it's worth worth looking into.
But right.
My feeling is that we wouldn't be able to tell someone what they could or could not do with their own computer.
Well, no, I get that. I was just the unauthorized entry to the network or whatever. But okay.
We can authorize the activity that gets conducted on our internet.
Say that again, Emma.
We can authorize or forbid certain kinds of activities that are done in our internet space. And that's what people are using or will be using. Okay, if they're engaging in any kind of hacking activity, that's compromising the town's internet.
Hilma, are you suggesting that we take out the desktops reference and just say any using the town internet for any illegal purpose?
That's what I would say.
Okay, well, we'll look into that.
That makes sense.
Okay, we'll just take out the desktops reference. Okay. Is there anything else, Gloria, on that?
Not on that page.
Okay. The next section is policy for indoor internet access sites during the COVID-19 emergency. And this is designed that would cover both 18 Jacobs Road or any other building, including the community hall, which will probably have internet access before the COVID emergency is over. This basically describes how what the authority is for establishing these sites, the management, eligibility, which is Heath residents, conditions of operation, which means that we limit the number of users, number of hours, that the site would be closed on holidays and when school is canceled. That requires registration for all users. And then it has a section on what happens if someone using the building tests positive for COVID-19. And then it has cleaning routines during the pandemic. It refers to stuff we've been doing already, cleaning bathrooms and surfaces and sanitizing workstations. And there was signage posted for social distancing, masks, and hand washing. And then the next section is user requirements for 18 Jacobs Road indoor hotspot. And this is specifically to 18 Jacobs Road, and it's posting hours for 8:30 to 2:30 Monday through Friday. And again, I said if the schools are closed or if it's a holiday, then the 18 Jacobs Road would be closed. Requires that masks are worn. It cautions if you have any symptoms, the usual symptoms for COVID, that you may not use the hotspot. You must register and complete an internet use agreement and release of claims. There were posting a 15 person limit in the building or in the space that's provided. The use is limited to 3 hours at a time. Children under 12 must be accompanied by an adult. You must complete the sign-in log, including the COVID-19 self-screen each time you enter the building and sign out when you leave. You must observe COVID safety measures, maintain social distancing, wash hands, or use hand sanitizer frequently. Cough into your elbow. You must take your trash with you when you leave and dispose of it at home. You may only use the bathroom by the front entry. Bathrooms near the cafeteria are reserved for Learning Hub users. There's no food allowed in the work area. Water fountains are turned off. You may bring non-alcoholic beverages in with you, but are encouraged to consume them with masks in place if possible. I don't know how you do that, but
a straw.
If possible, or replace mask immediately after taking a drink. Work at your assigned space only. Do not visit other parts of the building except your designated bathroom. Use of earphones and earbuds is required for sound. Do not loiter or visit with others in the entry space atrium or on your way to and from your workstation. Any visiting must take place outside the building. And then the next section is a setup for 18 Jacobs Road. Number one is move the students using the Learning Hub to classrooms. All high school students are from one household and can use room 118. One elementary student will be there with his parents in the front office while volunteers are needed. If and when the front office is occupied by the town coordinator, that family can move to room 126 or 135, both unoccupied. Two Mohawk teachers stay at their current location. And then number two is locate public internet use in the gym as it is currently configured. There are 9 tables in a 10-foot square, 6 feet between squares, one-way passage between squares. A volunteer monitor could have a table on the stage if the front office is occupied by a town employee. And then number three is monitor entry into the building. This may be done by whomever is sitting in the front office. Number four is limit occupancy to one household per table with no more than 15 people total at any one time. Number five is set up sanitizing station on the stage accessible to site users, stocked with hand sanitizer, surface sanitizer, paper wipes, and gloves. And the next item is a sanitizing daily checklist, and it lists all the things that need to be cleaned, and it has a weekly schedule so that the work items can be checked off when they're done for each day. The next item is a log for people that are entering the space with a date and name and who might be accompanying them, minors, time in, time out, spaces visited. It's pretty much like the checklist we have or the sign up sheet we have now. And that's all that I have on that for now. Have any further comments, Gloria?
I do. I don't think this is going to be decided tonight, but I'm curious as to the hours that it will be open to the public.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have to try to figure out when people need or want to use it. I'm not sure that. I'm just thinking of myself when I run to be outside the library when I need to use the internet.
People should call Helma. I mean, the idea is they would call Helma and say, I want to use the space. And then Helma would alert the volunteers or volunteer coordinator of this person. They could be given the sign-up sheet or a registration sheet that they could fill out before they arrive.
So they don't need to fill the registration sheet out in advance telling what days and times they want to use it.
That's the preference.
They could do it the day of.
It could be done that way, but preferably people would sign up ahead just so you know and can assign a space. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. Gloria, there's several thoughts here. First of all, it's like the staff of volunteers, I'll say, that are in place now have a schedule of being there between the hours of 8:30 and 2:30. So the thought was, let's start there. If there's enough requests for, say, late afternoon, evening, a weekend time, then we go about seeing if we can staff those times with volunteers so it can be open those different hours. These hours are a starting point. It doesn't mean that it can't be modified as demand requests it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It makes good sense. And if I correct me if I'm wrong, but in this indoor hotspot agreement with the state, didn't they say they could give us money to pay for a monitor?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I just wanted to, throw that out that I was concerned, but now that you explained that, thank you, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I think people would be encouraged to sign up ahead of time, especially, people intend to use the space on a regular basis. They could be assigned a specific spot that would always be there for them. And we would know when to expect them and how to manage the rest of the spaces. We have several requests now. There are two more, I believe, in our mail package tonight. But I think we got four or five. Plus the people that are
on.
What's that?
For specific days and times?
No, they didn't make a specific.
I just want to make sure I wasn't missing something. I'm not.
No. We're three from last week, too, I think.
Brian?
Yes.
If I can say, Robin called me this afternoon. She had read through all of this. She is in agreement with it. One comment she had was that she would like, say, at the end of the policy and the end of the user requirements, that just a statement like that it's subject to change.
Subject to change.
Just cover if the select board sees a need for an immediate change, or a short notice change that can be done.
Okay. Yeah, I just was thinking if for some reason the hybrid plan at Mohawk District collapsed and everybody had to go back to online learning, that could affect how we manage this too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did you have any other concerns, Hilma?
No, just are you going to take a vote to approve it?
Okay, Gloria, would you make that motion with the amendment or the amendments that we suggested?
I move that the indoor hotspot policy be adopted as amended.
Second. All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Ryan, aye. And the start date would be February 16th because I believe a vacation week for the school, so give everybody a chance to get organized. The next item is the municipal light board report. Do we have anything to say about that? Other than that we approve. Okay, go ahead.
Robin she wanted it on there in case there was need for other discussion about anything that took place at Thursday's meeting. So there may not be anything, I don't know.
Yeah, the only thing that there is we scheduled another meeting before the end of the month so that the subsidies wouldn't run out before we had a chance to make sure that everybody got signed up that wanted to and was made aware that the subsidies will go away if they mm-hmm. don't sign up. So, and we have a list. I didn't get my list until late. For some reason, it wasn't coming through. But we all have a list of people who haven't responded yet to the signups, and that we will take names and try to contact those people to see if they have an interest in signing up and try to convince them at least to go for the cold drop, which is just having the wire run to your house, even if you don't subscribe, in the event that you would be able to take advantage of the subsidy at this time. And it does have, it may have an effect on the value of your home. So Gloria, did you have anything else to add?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, on the CDBG grant award, we need to vote on that.
Yes, just vote to accept it.
All right. Gloria, you want to make the motion?
I move that we accept the CDBG grant award.
Second. Any discussion?
Yeah. Is this the one we talked about last year?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay.
It's us.
So I saw the legal. I saw the legal notice in the paper. Is that what we're voting on?
I believe so, Hilma.
I believe
because there's nothing in the mail.
No, because basically all they've sent is the contract. But yeah, this is what was started.
Housing
2019.
Yeah, like a year ago. Okay. So so we're going to vote to CDBG grant award and sign the contract, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
This is the housing we
Yep, that works for me.
Okay. Any further comments?
Nope.
All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye. And then the next item is a request for the use of 18 Jacobs Road. And I have to assume that's Jonathan Diamond's request for the Recovery Theater.
Yes.
And we need to vote on that too. That's been reviewed by the Board of Health and the Building Use Committee, both of whom have approved it. So I would agree with approving it as well. Did you want to say anything about it, Gloria, before we call for a vote?
Yeah, I have a few questions. I haven't seen anything from the Building Use Committee that said they approved it from the Board of Health. I know the Board of Health approved the last one. I'm a little surprised, but.
Fortunately, we have members of the Building Use Committee here, and
the Board of Health,
and they can speak to that.
That would be good,
Brian. Submitted a letter that I hope Hilma got and is in your mail today, stating that we approved it. Board of Health.
Yeah.
And this is Pam. And Building Use Committee approved it also later in the evening yesterday. And we felt like Jonathan did a really careful job of writing his protocol, and we appreciated the Board of Health weighing in. We also there were several comments on how well Jonathan managed it last summer. So this is a much trimmed down version of what he had originally been conceiving of for the winter. The 2 days are days when no one else is in the building, and we feel it's worth supporting, and we voted unanimously to support it.
So I would ask for a motion to approve Jonathan Diamond's request for use of 18 Jacobs Road for the Recovery Theater project.
So moved.
Second.
Do you want to specify date?
I know it's in the mail here.
13th and 14th.
Okay. For the 13th and 14th of February. So that's amendment to the motion.
So moved. I guess I'll just say it again.
Second. Further comments?
My only other comment is I wish John would do this much sooner so we could think about it and we could actually see the recommendations in writing. I mean, I believe Betsy, I believe Pam, that's not a problem, but I sort of feel squeezed because we don't have any time to discuss this or think about it. It's either yes or no, like right now. So So I would hope that John in the future could do this in a more timely manner.
Hear, hear.
And the yes. Board of Health, we got notice from him the morning of our meeting, and we had to hold a special meeting in order to accommodate him, and it's an imposition on a lot of people.
It is.
So I agree that we should have these things in a more timely manner. But I do appreciate what his program is doing. I guess any further comments?
Nope.
All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye. Okay. The next item is the 2020 town report dedication. Hilma suggested Dick Giard, who passed away, who was a former select board member. And Hilma, do you know of any other offices he served other than board of select board?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
I don't know. I think he did hold other offices, but I don't know.
All right. Well, I think he would be a worthy candidate for this year as the other one I would sort of like to not announce publicly, but
I agree, and I hope people understand, because it's always going to be a surprise, and I wholeheartedly think that was just the best idea, Hilma.
Yeah. Okay, so Dick Giard for sure, I think, is well, we can vote on this when Robin is here, I guess.
Okay.
Yes.
The next item is Green Communities update. We just approved the bid for insulation work at Community Hall. So we'll be sending along a notice of award, or Andrea will do that on our behalf. And I haven't heard anything back from the engineer. He asked for some more information, which I sent along. He was looking for electrical bills, which I sent him 2 weeks ago, but somehow they got lost and I resent them. So I'll be waiting to hear from him. We have an energy advisory committee meeting next Wednesday at 7, which I'll be posting this week. And that's all I have to add in that. The next item, was there anything you wanted to say, Gloria?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Great. The response to Board of Health email, Robin asked that we not discuss that tonight. And then the next item was a resident email concerns for constitutional rights.
I'm the one that asked to have that put on the agenda.
Yeah.
So I can take first stab at it. So, Jesse, we got your letters, and I've read them all, and I've actually talked to you about this twice at two different town meetings over the past year and a half, and I understand your frustration, but it is a mass general law that the select board has no control over, and I did see that you CC'd Paul Mark, which I thought was a good idea. But really, there's nothing the select board can do except for read this and respond to that we've read it. Yeah?
Would you be willing to put something in writing to that effect?
Sure.
I think we should formally. And we could review that next week.
Okay.
We do have a, John McDonough responded with a section of the state law about gun registration, or not registration, but permit, firearms identification permits. So
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm right here.
I know, I see you, but we will respond to you in writing.
I mean, you could ask what it is I think you can do for me.
Well, okay, what do you think?
Yeah.
No, I think you could ask our law enforcement officer why, you know, how does he justify clear contradiction between his oath of office and the laws he's tasked with enforce? You know, you could take it on yourself to write to the attorney general and the governor, because I've had no luck trying to get any clarification on how the inconsistencies, you know, in the Heller decision in 2008 and in the McDonald decision in 2010, they both said that it's an individual constitutional
right. We can't have a debate here. If you want to send
a note, a question
clarifying, you please send it in writing, and you know, we'll respond to that. We're not going to have a debate.
I was asked a question.
You're right, you were, Jesse. I thought it was going to be a simple question. I didn't realize it was going to be a really long question.
We've never had a discussion. All I've been is dismissed this whole time when I've tried to protect my constitutional rights. You guys are in charge of a law enforcement officer who's taken away my rights with absolutely no due process.
Jesse, I'll write a letter that the select board will send you, but I just want to tell you that Chief McDonough is following mass general law. He doesn't have an option.
Which is in violation of the Constitution. There's a huge contradiction there. Constitution has supremacy over state law.
Mass general laws apply to the select board. We have to follow those.
We're not having a debate.
Nope. We've never even had a discussion. This is why America's tearing itself apart.
Ms. Town Coordinator's report, or mail and email, sorry. But let's do Town Coordinator's report first.
Brian?
Yes.
Brian, there's two other, the two matters that were added to the agenda. The first one being voting to accept the small bridge grant.
Yes.
For $500,000.
Okay.
I move that we accept the small bridge grant in the amount of $500,000.
Second. All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye.
The other one is the planning board?
Yeah.
Yes.
They want to contact. Ilma. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Ilma.
Oh, well, it just, they sent an email asking the okay to contact legal counsel to get their opinion about a couple of points in regards to the special permit application that they're having to deal with.
Yes. I think they should contact Mark.
You could, I don't have any problem with.
Yeah, I think you just should let them know. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, the town coordinator report.
Okay, Well, the first matter is, like, I've been speaking with technicians at Northeast IT, in particular, trying to resolve some kind of mystery email accounts that transitioned over from Kraka. There's evidently like three email accounts that are not active and have not been active for years. So what Northeast IT is going to do is they're going to like reassign one to the fire department, another one to the town nurse. So both those entities will have a townofheath.org email address, which they have not had. And they also have a way of like transferring any email that comes into the old email address for either one of them, and they can transfer it into the new email account. So they won't be like missing emails that come into them. There's also one more email account that at this present time is unassigned. Now, if you folks remember, like Robin has mentioned periodically that she has felt that each of the select board members should have a town email address due to the volume of email that each of you get. So she had asked me if I would talk to them about what the cost would be for additional email accounts, which, you know, I put in my report, each separate account is $20 per month. So to purchase two more email accounts, it would amount to $480 per year. You know, I don't know if you want to go ahead and act on that, if you want to wait for Robin. You know, she told me verbally on the phone that she thinks it is worthwhile to go ahead with that. But it's, you know, certainly up to you, Brian and Gloria, as to how you'd like to handle it tonight.
I'm good with, if she told you she approves of it, I'm good with that.
I'm good with it because Robin's the one that brought it up last week, so.
So do you want to vote on that, Hilma?
It would make it clean.
Okay.
Okay, Gloria? I move that the select board members have an official townofheath.org email account, and that will entail adding two more email accounts to the town budget in the amount of $480 per year.
Second. All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
And aye.
Thank you. My next item is that I've been working on the annual town report. I sent out a memo to all the different departments and committees, including you folks, asking for reports to get written and submitted by March 15th, if not earlier. And I had already, I think I mentioned it back in December, I'd already contacted Liz Canale, and she is willing to do the formatting for us again this year.
Great.
In terms of Gloria?
I was just gonna say, I'll proofread it again.
Beautiful. Great. In terms of the MVP and HMP, which is Hazardous Mitigation Plan grant that we received, I've been communicating with the two FERCOG staff members who are assisting with that, And also with our like state district person. And the way they set up the work that's to be done in terms of the planning for these documents is that it involves few in-person, what they call workshops, where it's actually, you know, a, if possible, fairly good-sized group of people who come together for like several hours at a time to do a lot of the brainstorming, the planning. And given the pandemic and the fact that we can't gather in person in large groups, particularly not in the winter months, Heath has been granted a 1-year extension to get the work done on these plans. So right now we're starting to do like preliminary planning to develop a like actual schedule, time schedule of when work will get done, when the workshops will be held, and that like the first meeting will hopefully be done, I don't know, maybe May, when it's warm enough that if we need to meet outside, we'll be able to do that. Let's see. I've also been speaking with a technician at Crocker Communications. I got the information of how different employees can access messages remotely. That was a big concern for a couple of the people that work in town hall, where I'm also still talking with them about transitioning the phones. And the technician I talked to gave me a different idea of something to try. So I'm going to be working on that as well. And then finally, back in the early fall, we had that storm that came through, and we had a tremendous power surge that destroyed the police department computer, destroyed some other electronic computer, the fire alarm system in Sawyer Hall. So we have the settlement check for our insurance claim of $1,930.05. So
money coming in is always good.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I guess that's it for my report tonight.
All right.
I have a question. The calendar of spring events. I don't know how else to phrase it. I can't remember what it's officially called. When are nomination papers due? When is the last time to submit stuff for town meeting? Can we maybe put that on next week's agenda to work on that calendar? I know you submitted it.
Pardon?
I know you submitted it last December or something, and we were going to talk about it, but I don't think, to my recollection, we never did, so.
Okay.
I think that would be handy to get out to the public.
Actually, in terms of, like, town elections, the town clerk has the letter prepared, like announced that I do every year, announcing what offices are open for election. And so I'm going to be emailing that out to everybody whose terms expire. I also thought I would post it on the website.
That's a good idea.
Since town hall isn't open, like I'll probably also put it by the payphone, but you know, I know a lot of people are not coming to town hall at all if they don't need to get their mail there. So, you know, I thought I would post it on the website as well.
That sounds smart. We also need to figure out when's the last day we'll accept articles for the annual town meeting warrant at some point.
Okay, so I'll put that on the agenda for next week, the calendar.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful, don't you think, Brian?
Yes.
Thanks, Helma.
Okay, mail and email. So part one, the part one, we have an email from John McDonough about the firearms licensing. Then we have a report from Bill Lennon on the broadband project. I think this is a monthly report. And a letter of support for the public access, internet access at 18 Jacobs. We have another letter stating that a person would like to use the internet, public internet access. A report from Claire Rabbit, a town nurse. And then a letter from KP Law about the Housing Choice Act of 2020. It's an update. And this, I think, has mostly to do with encouraging development of housing, which is not too applicable it's not too applicable to Heath right now, in that we don't have mixed use developments or multifamily housing. This basically makes some of the legislative or regulatory hurdles less onerous. Then there's another one from KP Law about changes to the state law and notifying people about evictions. This basically protects tenants from evictions during the COVID crisis, and it tags on to the federal law. And there's information in many different languages. So that's the end of part one. Two is the most of it is the request from Jonathan Diamond for the use of 18 Jacobs Road for the Hilltown Youth Recovery Theater, which we discussed and approved. That is the entire part two package. Part three, it's a note from Andrea Woods about the bids for the insulation project at Community Hall and the actual bid form. Just to prove that, there's a word of the contract. Mail part four. This was mostly about the policy and forms for the spot internet public internet access at 18 Jacobs Road. Then we have a draft of a letter to answer questions that Bob Gruen had posed about using 18 Jacobs Road. Hilma, could you put that on our letterhead and send it to him? Or
if it's approved by all of you, I guess.
Well, Robin's not here. I think it's pretty straightforward. I approve it. Does Gloria approve it?
I approve it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. The next item is a note from Franklin County Solid Waste Management District. Our second quarter scrap metal revenue was $623.17. And we have a note from the treasurer, Melanie. Let's see, what is it? Timely for borrow. Oh, this is about borrowing. So she's asking if we would be available on February 22nd through February 25th to sign the notes. I believe I would be.
I'll do it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Borrowing this for the broadband project that we discussed earlier. And then we have a note from Amanda Doster at the Council of Governments. Hilma, can you explain this?
Sure. Well, let's see. Last year, as part of the DLTA project requests, there had been several towns, including Heath, which were interested in like shared IT services. So yeah, they were able to get some funding to do a survey of all the towns that were interested, like, you know, what their greatest needs were, that type of thing. And then like nobody heard anything. So we had put like for Heath as one of our top three priorities to like continue that work. And so Amanda's just responding to that and saying, yes, there is work that's continuing and that they hope soon to be able to hold a series of workshops for towns that are interested just around, excuse me, the feasibility study that was done around like security over the internet and that type of thing.
Okay. The next item is a note from Don Barrington. He's showing a picture of the library open flag and explaining that it's for the takeout window. And no one can come into the library.
I think it's a great thing. It's just like, oh yeah, the library is open. I think I'll stop in.
It's a little better looking than the last version we looked at.
Yeah, that was just a bad drawing. Okay.
All right, then. This announcement of our state aid, library aid. There's a chart of all the towns that received these awards. I don't understand what they all are about. Do you, Hilma?
Well,
I think we get more money than this in total, I believe.
Well, isn't this the money we get because we're certified, because we give a certain amount, or is that CW Mars?
Yeah. I'm not really sure, Gloria.
I think this is the one where this is why we have to bump up the library budget a little bit each year, because the town has to meet a certain amount of money than this to be eligible for the state grant.
That's correct.
And that's what this is. This is what the state grant is for this year, which is over in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a note from Betsy Kovacs on behalf of the Board of Health regarding their vote to cover $2,000 of the expense for the demolition of Three Ledge Road. Another note about from the Board of Health or Betsy about the volunteer assist for the vaccine clinics. Yeah, there's a poster on the back of the package that says local volunteers needed for COVID-19 vaccination clinics. And then it outlines the requirements for registration, background checks, training, and identification badge. It gives a list of emails, addresses for people who might have questions. Hilma, where do we post this, or does this go online, or how do we disseminate this?
There's a paper version posted by the payphone, And then I believe Mary Sumner was posting it on our website as well.
Okay. Well, that's the end of mail part four.
I just wanted to say thank you to the Board of Health for the $2,000 towards the demolition of the shed at Three Ledge Road. That every little bit helps. So thanks, you guys.
Mm-hmm. So the next item, let's see. Is there anything else, Summa, that we need to address besides the agenda?
Yeah, just on next week's agenda, which you have like finance committee coming in and weather permitting, Jeff is able to come in for his budget hearing at, I scheduled him for 6:15. Besides that, like Glenn wanted to go over that, the spring events calendar. They would also be working on the town report dedication.
There's also the letter to the Board of Health.
Yep.
And the letter I'm going to write to Jesse.
Okay, great.
Helma, is it possible for all of us to see Jeff's budget request form before the meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and he also had put in a capital purchase request. So
that would be good to see as well.
I'll send out both of those.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So we can keep the building maintenance items on there. The insulation would, at the community hall, we just do an update if we have any anything to say about that in terms of schedule.
Who's going to let them know that, is FERCOG going to let them know that we picked them?
Yeah, Hilma will let Andrea know that we voted to accept the bid of Energia, and then Andrea will send a notice of award. And that we'll have to sign the contract.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to work out details of schedule and things like that too.
Okay.
COVID-19. I don't know what we'll put under there for next week. Maybe we might have some further updates on the hotspot policy. Or okay. Under other business. We're leaving the report dedication for Robin to weigh in. Green Communities update we'll leave on. The Board of Health email letter about use of buildings and the letter that Gloria will be writing.
You save yourself time to talk to me now.
That's not how we do it.
Like that works.
So I don't have anything else, Gloria, do you?
Not at the moment.
Well, I will entertain a motion to adjourn, unless there's something else that Kelma can think of.
No, I'm all set for tonight.
Okay.
Okay, I move that we adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Gloria, aye.
Brian, aye. Good night.
Good night.
I'm still here. Meeting's over. Now you're free to engage me.